time and only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at kfarradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I'm your host, David Pruse. If you have a call-in question or a thought, we're at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. And I'm supposed to have Chad with Tundra Comics in today. I've been after him for 5 years.
But today you got me.
But today I got my best relief pitcher. Why do I treat you so good?
Because I'm amazing and I always come in and do this for you.
Because you always come in and do this for me.
Yes.
And you are amazing.
And I am amazing.
Why do I treat you so? That's why.
That's why, because I always come in when you need me.
You're right across the hall. Did you realize what was going to happen when you worked right across the hall from me?
No, I had no idea that this would have been what my life was six years ago.
No matter what, you'd get to know me and my personality and...
It's actually pretty great. We've got similar personalities, so it works.
Yeah. So, now, you climbed Mount Polaris yesterday.
I did.
How was that?
That was fun. That was actually a lot of fun. What's really funny is the average Fairbankson can make it up about 8 floors before we're all like...
Floor eight, man.
We all stopped. First off, so I never actually got to, most people know I've been here, so going on 17 years this year, I will have been here in Fairbanks. And so the Polaris was already closed when I got here. Never got to see it, never got to go inside of it. I've only seen the closed down walls of the outside. So to be able to go in there was really cool. I was very amazed at how steep and tiny that stairwell is.
That's a workout, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a workout. It is. It is like really, it goes up there like crazy and it's very steep, very windy. I don't think you could go up and down at the same time. You have to let whoever's going up go up, whoever's going down go down. So very tiny, very 1960 stairwell.
50s.
There you go. It's very old. But man, that was fun. That was so cool. I was a little afraid of the roof, a little sketch, but you know.
You venture near the side.
I ventured near the side a little bit. I'm afraid of heights.
Yeah.
So I was like, there's no railing. There's no nothing. Okay, I'm just going to go like right here, and then I'll just zoom in with my pictures.
Yeah, you know, I'm telling everyone, look, this is a construction zone.
Yeah.
This is a dangerous building.
Yeah, absolutely.
So let's keep our personalities in check.
Yeah.
We all come in, we all come out.
Yep.
And we did that.
And we did that. Yes, yeah. We were very safe about it. It's definitely in disrepair. I was most amazed at how many things are just torn apart. Like how many people actually got in there prior and just destroyed that place.
Yeah.
It is.
You know, and then, you know, to get onto the roof.
Yeah.
You know, I was trying, you know, follow me, guys. Yeah. You know, just, and, you know, we go up 11 flights of stairs. Then we traverse across the... Tiki Cove.
Yeah.
Go through the kitchen.
Yeah.
Go through the back door.
Yep.
Down steps. So we have to use these old radiators, heaters, you know, as like a bridge.
Yeah. To get in there.
To get onto the stairs to go up.
Yep.
To get onto the roof.
Oh, yeah. That was crazy. Like, be careful.
Yeah. You know, we're on the bridge, you know.
Yeah.
Don't fall off the bridge.
Yeah. I wanted to keep going. I wanted to keep following the stairs down to the basement, though. I kind of did want to. You're like, no, you don't. You don't want to go down there.
We're not going to the basement. Yeah. We're not going to the basement. But that was fun. And the views, you know. You just don't. It's hard to describe.
It is.
Views you get.
I would have loved to have been in that place in its heyday.
Yeah.
You know, up there having dinner at the top of the building, seeing all of Fairbanks. And see all of Fairbanks back then would have been really cool.
Yeah.
So there was...
I mean, and everyone was a stop and just looking at Fairbanks.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Just how beautiful it is from up there. You don't get to see that often. So it was a beautiful view. I got some really good pictures. It was really cool to see. It's almost like a time capsule. It is what it is. It's a time capsule. Those TVs, all those old box TVs, all the old furniture, the phone book from 1999. That was insane.
Yeah.
You know?
And Rita Alley on the back.
Yes. Yeah. And apparently she was on it for like 20 years or
something.
Yeah.
And everyone would always want to see the new hairstyle and color. Really. And this time she was blonde.
Yeah.
Blonde Rita.
She was the trendsetter.
Yeah.
What has Rita got this time?
Yeah. But it was always, what was her hair color? Yeah. She was always on the back of the phone book.
Yeah. So I decided to flip through the phone book too, and that was really cool. So my husband, so our house phone number has been in our family since the beginning. I mean, since Burnett's were
Burnett's. Did you look up the phone?
I looked up our phone number, and it was in there, and it was cool to see everybody. Even Deke was in there, and Searle, and Wally, and Mike, and us, and like Robert, like everybody, all the Burnetts. It was just really
all the lines.
Yeah, and like how the line is slowly just shrinking and going down. And there's not very many Burnetts left, you know?
You know, now Fairbanks, what I did is I invited the people at the radio station to go in there with me. And then they took some liberties.
Hey, I only invited the husband.
Yeah. So I see him walk up.
Yeah.
And I just go right after you. How much sucking up did you make him give you to get this invite? I mean, I want to know.
I just
how
knew
much
you
sucking
wouldn't say
up.
No.
Yeah, how much sucking up, you know, did it take for him to get you to say yes?
He did pout a little bit when I told him what I was doing. He looked at me and he just was like almost like heartbroken, like, you what? You get to what? And I said, yeah, I get to go up in the Polaris and I'm really excited and Prince is going to take me up there. And he goes, I want to go.
We had a lot of that there yesterday.
Yeah. We had a lot of that. Yeah. Oh, I know. I got a message from Jimmy Cash.
Yeah, so did I.
He's like, hey, I want to go in there.
I've gotten a lot of messages because of your guys' Facebook posts.
Yeah, well, you know, you didn't say keep it off Facebook.
Oh, man.
And hey, it didn't happen if it doesn't end up on Facebook. So it's got to end up on Facebook.
Well, true. Is your duet
not yet? It will
Mr.
be tonight.
Step going to be on Facebook?
It will be tonight. I think that was my favorite part.
So Fairbanks, we're at the Tiki Cove bar, and I brought up two bottles of champagne. We got about 14, 15 people.
Yeah.
So I've brought up these plastic cups. I'm pouring the champagne, and you and Will start singing.
We got up on
there's
the
this
stage.
Little stage there. The stage is like, you know, 5x5.
Yeah.
It's very, and there's this mic stand that there's no microphone.
Nope.
And these two started singing. I'm going, hold, I got to get this. So I had you guys start over again with your song.
Only fools rush in.
Yeah. And so then when we're down there, when we're done talking about it, I'm with Senator Scott Kawasaki, and I go, me and him went Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
We did it my way. I did it my way.
We contemplated. Will came up and actually started it. But so I jumped up there. I was like, oh, a stage. And Will stopped. Jumps up. And
you two on a stage.
Yeah.
Boy.
It was awesome. That was so great. No, I'll post a video tonight. I broke my phone, so I got to get the new one.
But that was funny.
Yeah.
Unexpected, but just the camaraderie with everyone up in that building and on top of the roof and in the Tiki Cove. And you could just see everyone saying, you know, a lot of people, yeah, this is where I ate. This is the
Glenn
view.
Glenn remembered the last place he sat.
Yeah.
It was crazy. That's just... What a piece of history, and bittersweet to see it go, but sayonara and bon voyage, Polaris.
Yeah. Well, we did the toast, you know.
Yeah.
I said bon voyage.
Bon voyage.
And everyone said bon voyage.
Yep. Yeah, this, time to go.
Yeah.
It'll be nice when it's gone to see what happens and what it all becomes, so I'm excited for that.
That's the next step. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. If you have a phone call for us, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll come back. We'll talk about the kleptomaniacs that I brought into that building.
Oh,
the stuff
there was
they
lots
pulled
of
out.
Them.
Oh, yeah.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
It's time for the Valdez Fishing Report. Interviews, derby standings, tips, and advice for Prince William Sound. Lori Prox here with Lacey Stevens of Austin, Texas, and you reeled in a 10.06-pound silver salmon to get onto the leaderboard in the Valdez Silver Salmon Derby. So, Lacey, we want to hear about your day fishing. Tell us how it went.
Well, it was actually my first time fishing ever, if you can believe that. So it was a whirlwind for sure. I went out on the Game Changer boat with Jens as the captain, and I caught the first fish of the day, and it was just a normal size silver. And then the next eight times I tried to reel in, each fish popped off the hook. So it wasn't until about 4 or 5 hours later that I caught that big fish that won the derby for the day.
Now, what are you thinking when you reel in a 10-pound salmon? What was going through your mind?
I'm thinking my arm is hurting and I'm about to lose this fish right now, and I don't have any of the muscles necessary to bring this fish up. That was what I was thinking at the time. And then when Jens actually brought it up in the net, I thought, oh my goodness, that's the biggest fish we've caught today. I bet that's 10 pounds.
The fishing is great in Valdez, Alaska. It's also a beautiful place to get out and explore the waters of Prince William Sound. Cast from shore or spend the day on a charter. Have your catch processed and shipped fresh right from the harbor. Stop by the Visitor Center on Fairbanks Drive for more information on accommodations, tours, events, culture, and everything Valdez has to offer. Discover more at ValdezAlaska.org.
KVAK's Valdez Fishing Report. Fish Valdez and reel in a big one.
KFAR weather.
Mainly cloudy skies today with a slight chance for scattered storms. High of 82, southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms. Tonight, lows level off around 58, partly cloudy skies. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms again tomorrow. Highs level off around 87, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back in the studio here with Rock Candy. And why do I call you Rock Candy?
Because I'm hot, sticky, sweet, from my head down to my feet.
Oh, my. That's a new one. Okay, that's an addition.
The Def Leppard quote. There you go.
Whoa.
Yeah. You know, gotta spice it up.
There's no ego over there on that side.
Absolutely not. None whatsoever.
Oh, goodness. How can they keep two of us in this building at the same time?
Exactly.
Now, hold it. They put me in a building last Friday.
Yeah.
That had construction equipment registering.
On there. Yeah.
I'm in a purple padded cell.
Yeah.
With North Korean
equipment.
Yeah. And it's hot.
Yeah.
This is like, you know, The Dante's levels of hell.
Yeah, it's tough working conditions here, man.
I know it.
You know?
Where's the kegerator?
We do need one here.
Yeah.
We've been trying to convince the boss to get like a kegerator or like a shot dispensing machine. Something. Give us something. A margarita making facility. Like, we have so many empty rooms. We could totally have like a bar room. And it'd be legit. Every once in a while, we do like a...
I could get the guests warmed up.
Yeah. See?
Yeah.
You could have some fun shows then.
Oh, man.
Get those shy ones all liquored up.
I think it'd be about 30 days and I'd get my pink slip.
Probably.
Yeah.
It happened pretty quick.
There you
the
go.
Boss would be like, nope, done.
Yeah. Yeah. So much for casual wear Friday. My goodness.
Yeah.
What do you got planned for the weekend?
Gonna go to the fair, do one last little hoorah there with the kids, let them ride some rides, and get the house in shape and do some campaign stuff for some of my people that I'm running campaigns for. So,
how many people are you running campaigns for?
Three right now. I'm looking at a fourth. I've got three right now. I'm helping Maggie Matheson. I'm also helping April Smith. And then I'm also helping Aaron Gibson.
Mm-hmm.
And all three candidates I very much believe in and everything that they stand for. And we definitely, I would love to have Maggie and April back on our school board. And I would love to see Aaron sit there on the assembly. So
very good people.
Very good people.
Very good quality candidates.
Yes, very good quality candidates. So
yeah.
I'm looking forward to election season.
You know, one thing I learned is, you know, whenever I ran for anything, get someone as your manager who's going to push you.
Yes. I'm the pusher.
Yeah.
Maggie tells everybody I strong armed her into this, and that I'm a slave driver.
Yeah. And that's what you need. Yeah. That's what you need. You need someone that doesn't take "I'm tired" for an answer.
Yep. What's really great is, so April, you know, I try to be the slave driver, but she's a slave driver of her own self.
Yeah.
And so, like, I'll, like, text her and be like, hey, I need you. She's like, already done.
Yeah.
Already done. Already did this. I'm already there. Already did this. Already signed up for that. And I'm like, you're amazing. she's on it, man. She is on it like crazy. And she's got the drive. And so it's gonna be a really great election season. So.
And you got your first... your first board meeting of
on the
summer.
14th.
Yeah,
your
summer break.
Yep, it's
school's
coming.
Back in
school's
session.
School's back forever.
Oh man.
Yep, and teachers go back on the 10th, I think.
Yeah.
So it's we got some things ahead of us, and gonna have to do another budget coming up here in the coming winter and spring, and so just. Make sure our teachers are happy. Got arbitration coming up next week. So there's that. See how that goes. And our superintendent's doing good and working hard out there. And just good news after good news coming from him. And it's, great things coming from the school district this year. So,
talking about good or great things coming out of a building.
Yeah. Go back to the Polaris.
Oh, my God.
Kleptos.
Yeah. What's with you guys?
I didn't take nothing.
It's your people.
It is my people, but I don't make excuses for them. Jerry took a mirror. Huge.
Yeah, hold it. I'm outside and I'm waiting and I'm going,
where is everybody? It's me, you, and my husband.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And luckily we had a couple monitors, from professionals.
Yeah.
And the first one that staggers out is Maria.
Yeah.
Glenner's wife.
And she's got a picture frame.
Yeah, she's got some art, some very,
And
another guy comes out with the same art.
Yeah.
But everyone starts coming out with something that they're pulling out. And I'm just going, oh, my God.
A bunch of kleptos, man.
And so Jerry, he took the cake.
Yeah.
He took the cake.
He had to have help.
Yeah. He brings down this 4x4 mirror that's framed.
It's huge.
Yeah. And, the chief of staff helped him. And that chief of staff is a stout guy.
Yeah. And he helped him carry it.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, they come out the doors with this big old thing. You're like, how did you get that
sweating
down?
Profusely.
Yeah. Down 10 flights of stairs.
Yeah. From wherever.
Yeah. Or wherever they got it. But still, they had to go down flights of stairs in the dark.
Yeah.
Nobody could hold a flashlight with that thing.
Yeah.
It weighed probably a good 50, 60 pounds.
It was 120 pounds.
Holy moly. I underestimated.
Yeah.
Yeah. That thing was huge.
Yeah.
So, wow, guys. And then he was like, can you hold that for me? I'll come back for it later.
Yeah. I need a truck.
I need a truck.
Yeah. It ain't going to fit my hatchback.
But then you had, so Raleigh found himself a ashtray. So he's got himself a Polaris ashtray. VMAX got himself a Do Not Disturb door hanger, which I don't think he has washed yet. And I've said several times, I've gone in there and like touched it. I'm like, please wash that thing.
Yeah.
And then Glenner and taking the glasses, he got some glassware. So I was like, well, now I want to go back in and go get something. I was being respectful.
Yeah, I brought in a lady who works with me, Jessica Creer, and her dad, who spent a lot of time there. And they said, David, thank you. We had a toast at the Polaris.
Yeah.
The last people who probably ever have a toast in the Polaris building, and father and daughter.
Yeah, so cool.
That was special to them,
Yeah, that was very cool.
I wasn't even thinking about that, But all of a sudden, you're doing stuff like that, and it's happening.
I wasn't even thinking about taking stuff. I thought, I brought my husband
never thought about taking anything.
I will say, I did have, if I would have seen, something that was, like whoever got that Black Angus sign a few weeks back when you did the whole thing outside.
Yeah, that was
I actually thought about taking that, and I should have, and I'm kicking myself in the butt for not. And, in the back of my head, if I saw another one of those that said Tiki Cove, Black Angus, or whatever, I would have, but there was nothing.
No.
There was some nasty, dirty menus that had, bird poop on it. I left them there.
And wasn't Will Stapp, Representative Stapp, goes... What? They're charging $18 for a hoagie,
$18 for a hoagie.
In 2001?
Yeah.
And I go, it was a going out of business sale.
Those menu prices were actually
staggering.
They were. I was shocked.
They're steep for right now.
Yeah, that's steep pricing for now. And it's like, really, back then, that's what they, okay then. Like, but if that was
and it wasn't an extensive menu.
No,
either.
But if that was an expensive meal back then,
yeah.
I mean, that's cool. You know, $20 for a sandwich.
A sandwich?
I mean, I guess. I pay that now. I mean, that's what you pay now. You know, go to Brewster's, you pay about $20 for a sandwich. Yeah. Heck, you go to McDonald's, you're paying like $16 for a sandwich now. I mean, it's inflation. Sucks. It's expensive.
Back then, I can see what, you know, anyway.
Yeah. No, that was
pricing,
so cool.
Their pricing model was a little bit out of date.
Out of date.
Yeah. Futurama should, you know.
Yeah.
But that was cool yesterday.
It was very cool. And it was a pleasure to be actually, to be able to go in there and see it and just be a part of it coming down. That's really cool. So thank you very much.
You're
because
welcome.
That's awesome.
I carried my chainsaw up.
Yes, and then you left it up.
Yeah. Yep. Forgot about it.
You were like,
I was making sure people aren't jumping off roofs.
Yeah.
You know, people looked over the Frisbee.
Yes.
And I was going, oh my God.
I was waiting for that to fly off the edge. Yeah. I really was.
Yeah, and having them go chase it.
You get stuck up on Rainbow It's freaking courthouse or something.
You know, when I walked up and here's Glenner with the Frisbee, I go, oh boy.
Yeah.
They got to do it.
They got to do it. Yep, they got to do it. You know they got to do it. They got to play Frisbee wherever they go, Glenner and Jerry. That's their thing. You see these two old dudes out there, they'll be out in the fields of UAF. And
I felt
like
a cat herder.
Kinda.
I was a cat herder.
Yeah.
There, you know, just
like,
you know,
a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah.
You were like a kindergarten teacher.
Yeah. Okay. Everyone having a good time wandering around throwing frisbees.
Then this one
I've got
on
a
this
chainsaw
floor.
Going.
Yeah. Then these people go on this floor. Those people go on that floor. We're all trying to go into the tiki. We're all taking stuff.
Oh boy.
Don't touch. You should have been like, don't touch. Hands to yourself.
Oh, that wasn't going to listen.
No. And
not
you wonder
bit.
Why our kids don't listen. Because the adults don't listen.
Yeah, it's the DNA. My God. But that was fun.
It was fun.
So, you're going to the fair.
Yes. Got to enjoy it one last time. It's you know what? They do a pretty decent job there. And it's a local fair. Go mm-hmm. check it out. You know, go see everything. Yesterday was canned food day. So much food was brought. I don't know what the final number was, but I know there was like 9 or 10 big pallets that were filled up and taken to the food bank last
That's
night.
Great.
Yeah. You know, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank, here's the thing, right? Like, they do so much here in our community. Ann and Sam over there and everybody they have, absolutely amazing. Absolutely. The things they do, everything they put into our community, so great, right? And to see them give back, to see our community give back like that,
mm-hmm.
it's phenomenal. And there's like a few times a year you really get to see it come out. So you see, you know, the food bank comes out and does this. So you see the community show up for the food drive. You see the community show up during Thanksgiving with the turkeys, during Christmas when they need stuff. You know, like there are big times when the community, it's just the food bank will be like, we're down 50,000 turkeys. 2 days later, the food bank is like, we've got 53,000 turkeys. And it's like, you did that, Fairbanks. You did that.
Mm-hmm.
And Fairbanks
is a very big giving community.
It is such a giving community, and that's why I'm here. It's why I stay here. It's why I love it here. It's such a big giving community, and everybody here is so amazing. And just thank you, Fairbanks, for showing up and doing what you do, and for all the food you brought to the fair yesterday.
You know, in about a little bit more, less than a minute, we're going to go into, you know, our halftime show. Now, the bumper music.
Yeah.
Cracker?
Yeah.
Is that you, teen angst what?
I don't know. I got to come look at it. Hang on. I got to look.
It's Cracker, teen angst what is what it says.
Oh, it's Uncle Cracker. That must have been Glenn. I had to jump mics there for a second. That must have been Glenn. That's Uncle Cracker.
What is Uncle Cracker?
So Uncle Cracker, from probably mid-90s, early 2000s, he had a couple songs like Follow Me and Smile. Those were the big hit songs that he had out there. But this is off that Smile album.
Fairbanks, I give to you Uncle Cracker.
And then we're Glenn did it.
Fox News, state news, commercials, weather, and I pity your hearing pleasure.
Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Republican lawmakers mostly condemning the indictments against former President Donald Trump, including Iowa Senator Joni Ernst, interviewed on the Fox Business Network, says these indictments are helping the former president, not hurting him.
I do think anytime we see political moves coming from the left, indictments of President Trump, then of course Republicans run to back President Trump.
Concerning story this week about two Navy sailors busted on charges they were handing military secrets to China. On the Fox News Channel, Wisconsin Republican Congressman Mike Gallagher says these servicemen violated the trust of their nation.
I find it shocking that American service members would betray their oaths like this. They're traitors.
They're going to be ordered held until detention hearings on August 8th as America is listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
With many businesses embracing a work-from-home structure, an estimated 12.1% of workers now work entirely from home, while 27.8% have a hybrid schedule. While you can work remotely from anywhere, some places are still better than others. A recent study by WalletHub identified the best and worst states for remote workers based on factors such as cybersecurity, internet access, and the cost of living. According to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics, over one-third of employed people in the United States did some or all of their work at home. This study concluded that the COVID pandemic permanently raised the percentage of remote workers to a 40-year high. Some states are better for remote working than others, as revealed by the recent WalletHub study that analyzed conditions in the 50 states and the District of Columbia. Delaware secured the top spot for the best state for remote workers, with Utah coming in second. On the other end of the spectrum, the worst states for remote workers is Alaska, North Dakota, and Montana, with Alaska coming in dead last.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Your miraculous eyes bring your life into focus. Protect your eyes. Reach out to ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber, accepting new patients at the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks. With 30 years of experience, he provides a vast level of expertise to his patients in Alaska and around the world. Receive the most compassionate and globally experienced eye care in Alaska from ophthalmologist Dr. Ronald Zamber and his exceptional team of optometrists. Contact the Eye Clinic of Fairbanks on Mini Street. Visit eyeclinicoffairbanks.com.
Did you miss your favorite local show on KFAR Radio? Just log on to our website, kfarradio.com, and click the Archives tab to find all past episodes of shows like Problem Corner, Health Talk, Fairbanks Foodies, Alaska Realty Today, Shooter's Corner, and the Compos Outdoor Show. Hours of entertaining, informative, local programs produced exclusively for KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM and 660 AM. Online at kfarradio.com. We are KFAR, the heartbeats of Alaska.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. In the studio here with me with Rock Candy, and why do I call you that?
Hot, sticky, sweet.
From the head to the feet. you trained me well.
I do. It only takes one time.
And the way you put your hands out, you know.
Yep,
you
there
know,
you go.
Arms like, it is I.
It is
the,
I.
The Rock Candy.
The Rock Candy. Just wait until all my liners kick off next month. It's going to be awesome.
Oh, boy.
I revamped.
I've created a monster.
Yeah, I revamped the river, and it's going to rock so hard. I love
that's my favorite radio station. It really is.
Yeah. I love that. What's really great is, so we had the Guns N' Roses Walk This Way concert last weekend. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, every concert I always go up on stage, I always do all the announcing. And so I went up there and one of my friends said, now, how many of you listen to X-Rock? Probably, you know, a good 50 people or so go, make some noise.
You're putting this in Gwyneth's face.
And then I said, oh,
I am. You're putting this in Gwyneth's
face.
So
hard right now. Then I said, now, how many of you are 96.9 The River fans? And everybody went off. And I was like, yes. In your face, Glenn.
Yeah. You're not rock candy. You're hell in a handbasket.
Hell in a handbasket. I'm savage.
Oh, my God.
Well, no quips about feelings whatsoever.
I had a good food week.
Yeah?
Yeah. On Tuesday, I had people come over. And so I grilled. I used two cooking areas, my kitchen and my deck with the gas grill on it. And I did a basic on the gas grill ribeye steaks.
Mm-hmm.
Just salt and pepper. Let the steaks speak for themselves.
Yeah.
You know, and the key was with the fat, not having a big flame erupt. You know why I'm in there, why I'm making the fettuccine Alfredo.
Right.
Because that takes some work. And, you know, so one's hands free if you don't burn everything up. And I didn't. It got really, it got fiery one time. So I, you know, pulled everything out, shut everything down.
Yeah.
Let it, you know, get done. Start it all up, you know, about 5 minutes later.
Yeah.
And perfectly grilled ribeye steaks, medium rare.
Nice.
Just perfect. And so I have six people and I have five steaks. So what I do is I cut them into thirds.
Yeah.
That way a person can take the size that they want.
Yep.
And as much or as little as they want.
Yeah. That's a good plan.
And you have stuff that goes from, you know, a little bit over medium rare to a little bit under medium rare. So your temperature ranges are just right for a person to choose. Then doing the fettuccine Alfredo, you know, I don't get the soft stuff that's like, you know, in the refrigerated section.
Yeah.
You know, I get it, the DeSico. I got six people, so I got 2 pounds, and I use a pound and a quarter of it. And, you know, getting the water to boil takes a while.
Yeah.
So I start that about an hour before.
Yep.
And then after it boils, I just turn it down, and I keep it on a warm hot, you know. Mm-hmm. And then when I need to turn it back on, I turn it back on. When I turn it back on, and I put the fettuccine in there, I start making my Alfredo sauce.
Mm-hmm.
And so I use butter, cream, and white wine, French white wine.
This time.
And, of course, I have the shallots in there. I have the garlic in there. And I get it all nice and immersed. And I put just a little bit of cheese in it this time. You get that flavor in there, profile. And then I get the Alfredo, the fettuccine al dente.
Mm-hmm.
Just, you know, not cooked through. And then I drain it. Then I put it in my liquid that I've made up, my Alfredo sauce. And I have that fettuccine absorb the last liquids coming in.
Yep.
And then what I also did is I had about a pound of shrimp and a pound of mushrooms. And I sauteed them together in butter. So at the end, I put the pasta in a nice serving container, a serving platter, and I put the, oh boy, we got a phone call coming in.
They're hungry.
And I put the shrimp and the mushrooms on top, and then I added more cheese.
Nice.
And along with the steak.
Yeah.
So it was Italian Dave's.
I like it.
Good morning. You're on KFER Radio, and your name is?
Randy.
Hello, Randy.
Yeah, that sounds good. That culinary perfection that you were describing there.
Randy's hungry.
What I was actually calling about, though, is the Fairbanks Daily News Miner last Wednesday on August 2nd had an insert in it called Back to School 2023, and in that insert on page F8 it says an article, Artificial Intelligence is the Latest Challenge in the Classroom for Teachers. And since Melissa is on the school board, I was curious her thoughts. Now, me, I'm not particularly frightened about artificial intelligence, AI. They talked about the ChatGPT. It says ChatGPT is an AI-powered language model created by OpenAI that generates human-like text based on on context and past conversations. And so they talk about the pros and cons in the classroom. And as far as the pro, says on one hand, AI could be a valuable resource as it can provide students with access to previously unknown information. And it goes on a little bit more. And then it says, however, students could use AI to cheat on tests or assignments. Mm-hmm. Of course, we've always had Wikipedia and other things on the computer that a student could go to and maybe plagiarize or to some extent. So what's your thoughts on this AI situation in the schools? Is that got pros and cons as far as you see, or what?
So this is actually a really great question, and if you actually ever listen to my morning show on the river, you know I hate everything that has to do with AI and artificial intelligence. I know that that's the way things are going. I don't like it. I think that there is definitely a very fine line with these things. ChatGPT is actually pretty great. I won't down on it in any way, shape, or form, but you are very correct. I don't know how teachers will be handling it, but I know the few that I have talked to, you know, last year they had some students that did use ChatGPT for a couple of essays and such, and I know that the teachers are very particular on what they're watching for. You know, students are allowed access because it can be a great source for like referencing and getting factual information. So that part of it is great. But like you said, I have used ChatGPT myself. This thing will literally can write. It will do anything and everything for you. What you tell it to do, it will do. And it can literally plagiarize word for word something. So that is a concern to teachers I have talked to, how they're going to overcome this and such. I'm not sure. I have, you know, raised questions like this to some of the admin, and I know that everybody is on the lookout and watching for it. But I do hope that it can be a positive spin. I hope that this AI and this ChatGPT and things that are coming forth can actually be a beneficial thing to our students, especially when it comes to referencing. I mean, gone are the days of the Dewey Decimal System and looking up the card catalogs and things like that, right? So this is just an online form of that, and I hope that that's the direction it stays. But, you know, going into AI and stuff like that, it definitely, I'm weary about it. And all jokes aside, I mean, you know, I joke about the Terminator movies and Skynet and things like that. Joking aside, that is a real concern. AI mm-hmm. is definitely, it's a scary place, and I'm not necessarily on board for all of it. So that's kind of where I'm at.
I see. I've never been on ChatGPT. Not sure how to get to it. I guess I could Google it and I'd probably get there.
You know, whenever I went into algebra classroom, I always thought that I had artificial intelligence compared to everyone else in that room. That's me.
I see.
Randy, thank you for the phone call. What do you got planned for the weekend?
Well, I'll certainly go to the fair again. I went to it last Sunday on my bicycle, and I'll certainly will do that again.
You have a great weekend, buddy. Appreciate the phone call. Bye. Thank you. Yeah, he's going to the fair too, Fairbanks.
Yeah.
You're going to the fair.
I'm going to the fair. Got to the fair.
I'm going to the fair too. Unexpectedly, I've got to go there. The governor's signing
yeah.
the bill. And
that's tomorrow, right?
Yeah,
tomorrow.
1 o'clock.
Yep.
I thought I was done with the fair, but
I'm debating on whether or not to be there for that. I don't know if the governor wants to see my face after the last time I saw him, but you know.
What did you tell the governor last time you saw him? Was it about a veto?
Yeah, he was full of it. I said, that is crap. That is utter crap. I don't believe you, and I don't like your answer. That's pretty much what I told him.
you were the mother
yeah.
reviewing yeah. the kid. Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, you just told me does not match up, son.
No, it does not match up, son. It does not eat 2 + 2 = 4. I'm sorry.
Not with that.
Yeah. And his response, well, I was on the school board. You know that, right? I said, yeah, so 2 + 2 = 4, sir, and it doesn't.
So why'd he cut us?
Yeah, so why'd you do that? Because he didn't. Anyway, that's besides the point. We made it work. The borough was great.
There you go. Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. And again, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. When we come back, I will let you know how to sear a perfect scallop. And I did that last
Ooh.
Night.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Amy Seiberlich here to tell you about Health Talk. Every Saturday at noon, join Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical and special guests like me who have our fingers on the pulse of Fairbanks Golden Heart. Learn about a wide range of topics and pick up some beneficial health tips and practical health information pertinent to interior Alaskans. Listen live every Saturday at noon or online anytime at kfarradio.com. Health Talk with Dr. Looper, brought to you by White Spruce Medical. Check us out at whitesprucemedical.com.
The road is where you make it with the Cooper Discoverer Rugged Trek All-Terrain Tire from GCR. Rugged Trek's aggressive tread design delivers the off- and on-road performance you need and the look you want. Versatile with comfortable all-season ride and superior traction even on snow and ice. Take control of Alaska's driving conditions. For your light truck or SUV, buy your Cooper Discoverer Rugged Trek at GCR. GCR Tires and Service, the tire guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
It's Friday at the Tenino Valley State Fair. There's still time to be amazed. Shop, ride, play, eat. See more nonstop free entertainment all weekend long. Back-to-back music performances on every stage. Magic by Ravi. Professional Ninja Warriors. Mind-blowing sand sculpture in action. See Dance Theater Fairbanks on stage. Get your petting zoo cuddles. King BMX Stunt Rider Team. Enter more contests for kids and adults. Explore every aisle of fascinating exhibits. Make some memories at the 2023 Tenino Valley State Fair through this Sunday.
KFAR weather.
Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms today. Otherwise, mainly cloudy skies expected. Highs around 82. Southwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Slight chance for scattered storms tonight. Lows level off around 58. Slight chance for scattered storms again tomorrow. High of 87. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Philip Fairbanks, welcome back. Hope you're enjoying this. And, boy.
You're making everybody hungry. Of course they're enjoying it.
Well, hold it.
Uh-oh. You got a text.
Yeah.
From
Dan, my nemesis, Dan.
Oh, Dan.
Yeah.
Dan, what did you do?
He sent me a photo of perfectly seared spam.
Ooh.
Over toasted English muffin and a poached egg.
I need Dan and Dave to cook me food so I can
decide.
I'm
looking at that poached egg,
best.
And it is a work of art. I mean, that is.
Is it? Let me see this. Ooh. Oh, look at that.
That's like a Martha Stewart photo.
That is legit. Dan, yeah. That is legit. That is,
you
I'm
and
hungry.
Abler, Dan, my nemesis.
Yeah, I'm starving now. Thank you, Dan.
Thank you, Dan.
As we're talking about food, my stomach goes, oh, yes, feed me that.
I know. But.
Is that like freshly ground cracked pepper on the?
Yep.
Oh.
Of course.
Oh.
That, what else
that,
are you
thinking? That sealed the deal for me right there.
Now, how do you sear a scallop? Because that's the whole art of the scallop is the sear. Most people don't realize that.
Yeah. No, you know what? And apparently that is a thing. You ever watch Master Chef, Alaska Lizzie? She, I love me some Alaska Lizzie. She is just phenomenal. She had a show a couple weeks back where she did some scallops, and the judge told her they were burnt. And I said, no, those are perfectly seared.
Yeah.
Those were perfectly seared scallops.
The judges know scallops.
Yeah, no, they didn't know no scallops. And I told Lizzie that too. I said, they just don't know nothing about no scallops.
Yeah.
Those were perfect.
And so last night I cooked scallops and I had some leftover shrimp.
Uh-huh.
So I took it French.
Okay.
You know,
the Italian who cooks French.
Yeah, you know, they're on the border.
Yeah, you know,
what the heck, they're on the border. Maybe.
Maybe, something like that.
Yeah, you know, them in Switzerland.
Yeah.
What the heck. But I decided to take it French style, which basically meant herbs de Provence and using some of my fresh-grown tarragon.
Okay.
And so now to get a seared scalp, you get your equipment out, and I have this nice copper.
Ooh.
Yeah. Grill, you know,
yeah.
Skillet.
It's yeah.
Beautiful. And then you're looking at your oil.
Mm-hmm.
And avocado oil, you can get that really hot before it starts to burn. It has a higher, higher temperature rate.
Yep.
So I use that. And the other key is getting your scallops as dry as possible.
Oh, yeah.
So I pulled them out of the freezer, put them on paper, you know,
Yeah, let it soak up the moisture.
Yeah, mm-hmm. And let it thaw. And then once, after about 4 hours, you know, I change out the paper and I put it in the refrigerator.
Okay.
Uncovered for a couple hours. And so the moisture is being removed by the refrigerator mm-hmm. also.
Yep.
So I bring it out and I take the paper towel and damp it off. And I get I take one of the, this one side of the scallops, and I only put the Herbes de Provence on one side. And then I get the olive, I get the avocado oil going. It takes about 4 minutes to get up to a temperature where mm-hmm. you start seeing the smoke coming up.
Yeah.
And that's when I put in with the herb side down. And it's going. And it's, you know, it's about a 3 to 4 minute. While that's going on, I take a cracked salt mm-hmm. and some more Herbes de Provence, and I put on the unseasoned side.
Nice.
And then what I do is when I say to myself, okay, I've got some very good fresh oregano.
Mm-hmm.
And what I do is I do a butter bath. When I turn them over after 3 minutes, and it's a perfect sear.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can see this a little bit of crust, but brown, a little bit of crust here and there on the scallop. I have the butter melted in the oregano. In the tarragon.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I start getting the spoon and this individually mm-hmm. as I turn it over.
Like Gordon Ramsay does.
Searing the second side, but I'm giving a butter bath to the scallops and the shrimp.
Yeah.
And after about 3 minutes, you know, you're done and
they are delicious.
Perfectly cooked. And that's how you do it.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
I don't cook scallops. I never have. So that's awesome. A lesson in scallops.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know,
and it's very healthy.
Right. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
I admire your cooking skills. Absolutely. And the way you can describe how you cooked it. Like,
well, that's what the show is.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's absolutely. Yeah. You know, no, that's a cooking show, right? And yeah, your Fairbanks Foodie show. I mean, that's what it is. But like, you really do good at not just making the meal, but walking somebody through how you made it. Like, I could go back and redo this meal.
Yeah,
easy peasy.
That the Fairbanks Foodies has trained me to do that.
Yeah,
you know, how do you, without any visuals?
Yeah,
you're on
how
the
do
air,
you do this?
How do you do this? How do you make someone want to do this and hungry?
Yeah, exactly. How do you make somebody hungry enough to go? I want to go make this.
I want to go shoot Glenner. It was his idea to do this.
I know, right? He's like, you should do a foodie show.
Yeah, I'm going. Yeah, right.
Yeah,
you
know, when do I have time?
He proposed it in May, and I finally acquiesced in, like, August.
Yeah.
You know, oh, my God.
It's been a year now.
It's been three.
3 years. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow, three years of foodies.
Yeah.
That is incredible.
3 years.
I didn't realize it's been that long.
When we came out of COVID in, you know.
Right, yeah,
in May,
right.
That's when he asked me. You know, Fairbanks, one day Perry is going to walk into the studio and say, David, we're making a change. And I'm going to say, Perry, thank you for the years I've enjoyed this. Thank you. So over COVID, I thought that they were going to do that. You know, hey, mm-hmm. we're making a change now. Goodbye.
Yeah, I'm going to get rid of Problem Corner.
Yeah, nope. or me on it.
Yeah.
And boom, I get the email, you know, you're back.
Yeah.
You know? And so the day after I'm back, in walks Glenner. We want you to do a second show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Sorry I missed the phone call. If the person wants to call back, I'll quit babbling.
The glory of the phones. You can call back.
Yeah, but here I thought I was going to, you know, sayonara Dave.
Yeah.
Bon voyage.
Yeah, bon voyage, Dave.
Yeah.
Nope.
Yeah. No, we want you to do something else. Like,
well, and this is a very popular show, too. A lot of people, like, love listening to Problem Corner.
Yeah. Ready for a phone call?
I am.
Good morning. You're on KFVR Radio, and your name is?
Hey, it's Rick.
Hello, Rick. How you doing, sir?
All right. How you doing, sir?
Doing well.
The mayor?
Doing well. Talking food, talking the rock candy, talking the Polaris. It's been a good day.
Yeah, well, that's what I was just going to talk to you about, but probably not the same Polaris. Things are changing in this town a little bit, and I've noticed it. And I'm not trying to ruin your dinner talk and stuff.
But what's on your mind, buddy?
I don't quite understand. I was told a couple months ago that, Three Bears or something is going to North Pole.
Yes.
Yeah.
And now that's changing?
Not that I'm aware of.
Not that I'm aware of.
Something to do with the tax code. And by the way, I'm not trying to mess with anybody, but I'm cooking cheeseburgers right now.
Oh!
Any for us?
You're a horrible person, Rick. You're horrible.
I just had to throw that in there. I apologize.
No, actually, Three Bears is, you know, from what I know, is still going in, and they're looking at putting in electrical, you know, vehicle hookup stations, too.
Yeah.
Yes, I heard that.
Yeah, so.
I'm still old school. I'm not into that, but I did hear that, yes. Now, the other thing I wanted to comment on, and, you know, we've got a lot of beautiful businesses coming into this town. I'm really happy about that. Not that I want our little town to go away, but I think it's cool going and trying different things. And we got a new dealership in town, Polaris, got bought out by Delta Polaris.
Yeah, I was the broker on that.
What's that?
I was the real estate broker on that transaction.
I didn't know that. And then we have a Harley dealership coming into town, too.
Actually,
we've had one, the Outpost.
Actually, what's happening is the ownership of the Harley changed in regards to one person retired and the other person bought out that person retired. And they're leasing in the Harley. They're staying in the facility that they're at now, and they're building a new facility for the same farthest north Harley Outpost. And that's out there across from the Princess.
Yeah, by Compost.
Yeah, down from Compost by the Princess.
Yep.
So they're putting in a new facility and for the Harley shop. Yeah.
Right. I just find that pretty cool.
Yeah,
absolutely.
Yeah.
And I love that Delta Power Sports came to Fairbanks.
Yeah.
You know?
I have to say,
too. Now, this is me as a real estate broker. How was I dealing with this? Two sellers going into one seller retiring and one person transitioning and keeping the franchise of Harley. Five franchises being sold. You have a company who's running the business, buying the business, and another company who's buying the real estate and leasing it to the company buying the business.
It was complicated.
And then it gets into a 1031 tax-deferred exchange. And you're dealing with a bank that wants stuff at the last minute, you know, 5 days before closing or doing other things. And I'm dealing with three attorneys. five different franchises. And just me. And guess what, Rick? I made it work.
Wasn't there another business that did the same thing years ago?
I beg your pardon?
Wasn't there another business in North Pole did the same thing? They sold the building, kept the company.
Oh, that happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that happens.
So, you know, anyways, I just think this is a great community.
Yeah.
I've been up here 40 years or so, and some of the people here I can't say enough about.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because I know the clock is ticking. I wanted to throw this at you.
What do you got planned for the weekend besides cooking cheeseburgers while we are working?
Yeah.
I'm building a house.
Ooh.
Good makes cheeseburgers and builds houses. You are number one.
You're the man, the myth, the legend. You're the Rick.
I want to thank all the school bus drivers that are starting up this year.
Yeah.
The coaches are great. The school bus drivers, I really thank them a lot. We are such a blessed community. And you two have a great weekend.
You too.
You too, Rick. You take care, buddy.
Hey, on that note real quick, Durham School Services, they are hiring. You want to go talk to them. You're looking for a job. You're looking for some easy hours. They're located right there inside the Blue Gate at the fair. They are right there. They are ready to talk to you. They're ready to hire you. And we got to get these kids to school here. They start in like less than 10 days. I mean, they're going to school less than 2 weeks. So if you are looking for a job, you want to drive bus, Durham School Services, they're right there at the fair inside the Blue Gate. Go talk to them. That's it.
Another word from our sponsor.
Yeah, I just had to put that out there. You know, being on the school board, I want to make sure. Our kids...
Guess what? You know, that's called your home field advantage.
Yeah,
good for you.
Yeah,
if I put you on the show, there's no restrictions.
There's no restrictions. Durham School Services. We need drivers.
Oh,
get our kids to school.
Oh man. So anyway, my last night's dinner was very healthy.
Yeah, sounds delicious.
And I also did a combination of yellow squash and mushrooms. And so I took the brown, your cremini mushrooms, and I cut them in half. When I cut the squash, I made them about the same size.
Yeah.
But the mushroom cooks a lot slower than the squash.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. So anyway, So that was done in olive oil. I had to go back to my roots. And then I had some oregano and some purple basil out of my herb garden. So I used a purple basil.
Nice.
Oh, man, you talk about fragrance.
Yeah, no, I was going to say that purple basil is good stuff.
Yep. Fairbanks, that is our show. You have a great weekend. And I'm going to give you some bumper music to Talking Heads, Take Me to the River. I approve that bumper.
That's actually a good one.
Yep.
Have a great one, Fairbanks.